That's
the Board of Appeals has more final count.
Am I having a timer?
Here's one.
Which one? I got it. All right, roll call. Everybody is here. Welcome. General announcements, I have none. Council, any general announcements? Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Any comments on tonight's meeting agenda? Any additions? All right, do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. All right, public comment. Ryan, we have public comment cards?
Public comment cards, anyone fill out?
Thank you.
It's exciting time tonight. Is anybody taking pictures?
I have no public comment cards.
No public comment.
We'll go back and forth.
We do have public comment at the end of the meeting as well. If you miss, sign up. It will be in the back. All right, new business. Joni, thanks for joining us tonight.
I'm so glad I was asked. It's a privilege to be here. Exciting time.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you being here. And would you do us the honor on the first, the read here on the emergency ordinance?
We have Ordinance 2008-1110, an emergency ordinance providing for the continuation of an ordinance and law during the transition period legislatively established for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, and the adoption of ordinances by the City of Dunwoody, Georgia.
Thank you.
I move we vote on the ordinance just read.
Is there a second on that? Second. All right, discussion. Any discussion on this? For approval of this emergency ordinance?
Point of information?
Yes, thank you, sir.
Ryan, is there there's no requirement for two readings or anything on this tonight? Is that correct?
A standard ordinance does have a requirement for two readings. Emergency ordinances can be adopted without two readings, and we also have in the charter a one read, which we'll be doing at midnight also.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Brian. Any other discussion on this? All right, the motion was to approve. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two. Joni, do you have your speaking voice for tonight?
Item number two for tonight's agenda, we have Resolution 2008-1120. This is a resolution imposing within the territorial limits of the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, a moratorium of 60 days, unless sooner terminated, upon the application for or issuance of land disturbance permit, building permit, use permit, land permit, land use permit, land development permit, clearing or grading permit, sign permit, administrative permits, business licenses, certain alcohol licenses, and any and all other permits or licenses dependent upon or related to zoning of land in order to allow for the consideration and adoption of necessary zoning ordinances and preparation of necessary forms and adoptions of necessary procedures for the processing of such applications. This is Resolution 2008-1120.
Thank you.
We adopt the resolution as read.
Second.
All right, there's a second discussion on that. Seeing no discussion, all in favor to approve, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? carries. Thank you. Jody?
Resolution, excuse me. Tonight we have ordinance 2008-1111. This is an emergency ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 1, General Provisions and Providing for Inclusion and Identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 1, General Provisions, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
Thank you.
I move to adopt it as read.
There's a second for approval for Chapter 1. Any discussion on that? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? See none. Motion carries. All right, Joni, Chapter 2.
Chapter 2, that would be Ordinance 2008-1112. This is an emergency ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 2, Administration, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 2, Administration, as attached to and incorporated herein.
Thank you.
We adopt the emergency ordinance on administration as read.
I'll second.
Second. Any discussion on this? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, Joni, that puts us Chapter 4.
Yes, sir. That would be Ordinance 2008-11-13. This is an emergency ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 4, Alcohol Beverages, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 4, Alcohol Beverages, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
Thank you.
I move to accept as read.
Motion to accept as read. There's a second. Any discussion on this? All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Excuse me,
Mr.
Point of order, I did not catch the second on that motion, too.
Tom Taylor.
Second was Tom Taylor.
I appreciate it.
You bet. All right, you caught up?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You did all the work tonight.
You're going to be the one signing it. With your permission, Mayor?
Yes, please. Chapter 9.
Okay, this will be Ordinance 2008-1114. This is an emergency ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 9, Ethics, providing for an inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 9, Ethics, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
I move we accept the ethics as written.
Second.
All right. Second to approve Chapter 9, Ethics. Any discussion on that? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Say 3 opposed, 4-4. Motion passes. All right. Chapter 10, please.
Yes, sir. This would be Ordinance 2008-1115. It's an emergency ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 10, Elections, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 10, Elections, and is attached hereto and incorporated herein.
Thank you.
Move we adopt.
Second to adopt. Any discussion on this, Chapter 10, Elections? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And Chapter 15, Joni.
Yes, sir. That would be Ordinance 2008-1116. This is an emergency ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 15, Business Occupation Taxes, Licensing, and Regulation, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 15, Business Occupation Taxes, Licensing, and Regulations, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
Thank you.
I move we adopt the emergency ordinance, Chapter 15, as read.
Second. And there's second discussion on that? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, Chapter 18, please.
All right. That would be ordinance 2008-1117. This is an emergency ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 18, Municipal Court, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 18, Municipal Court, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
Thank you. Motion to adopt. Is there a second?
A second.
Adrian, second. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Chapter 24.
Yes, sir. That would be ordinance 2008-1118. This is an emergency ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 24, Taxation, providing for inclusion and identification of the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 24, Taxation, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
Thank you.
Will we adopt emergency ordinance Chapter 24 as read?
Second.
Second, any discussion on this? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Other business? Is there any other business, Mr. Attorney?
Yes. I'd like to state the reason why we're adopting these as emergency ordinances is because of the unusual circumstances that we face as a new city. We're not going to have necessarily time to do a first read and a second read during the operation of the new city. We will be going through each one of these ordinances again at the December 1st at the stroke of midnight or shortly thereafter, and we will be adopting them again as an emergency ordinance just to ensure that the city has got a base ordinance from which we can conduct business from and ensure that we have a smooth and transition. We'll also be doing a first read at that meeting we're going to have on December 1st. And we'll also adopt them with a first read and a second read, so we will cover each in every way that the charter allows us to adopt an ordinance to make sure that at the stroke of midnight, we do have sufficient ordinances for the city to conduct business.
All right, thank you, Brian. All right, any other
point of privilege information?
Yes, please.
As we know, tonight, it's a historic night. We're going to have a meeting here in just a few minutes and have a ribbon-cutting ceremony, and then we will have some more business to conduct, and after that business is completed, we will adjourn to the farmhouse, and we will have a ceremonial ribbon cutting over there for posterity, for all of those of you with cameras and what have you, and so I hope all of you can join us.
And that will be about 4 o'clock. The snow should be here by then. Be good backdrop. Okay, that's the end of other business. Now we're at the public comment. Do we have any public comments, Brian? Can you check that, please? Thank you. All right, Mr. Ludwig.
I wonder if Mr. Anderson, it looks like, for example, a municipal court ordinance in the next hour will have been approved 3 different times. In the past, just now, and again after midnight. And I wonder if Mr. Anderson would comment on, if somebody's trying to find out what the ordinance is, would you first go to the last one passed, which would be tomorrow, or the middle one, which just was passed, or the one that was passed sometime in the past? I think you work backwards, but I'd be interested in knowing in case anybody went to research these ordinances, where they start and where they end.
Thank you, Mr. Ludwig. Mr. Dallas.
Sir, Mr. Mayor, members of the council, well, obviously, congratulations are in order for a lot of hard work with a lot of people throughout Dunwoody, and this is an exciting time. I just wanted to address you tonight because DeKalb County is in the process of reviewing its zoning and land use ordinances. As your District 1 Planning Commissioner, I'm involved with that. In fact, I'll be representing our Planning Commission on that endeavor. And even though the boundaries of that will be outside the City of Dunwoody, obviously those will be our neighbors, and we want to make sure that that code is consistent with the values and the vision that we have within the city. So in that light, as you move forward with things here in Dunwoody, please take advantage of me in that, because I want to make sure that we, citizens of Dunwoody, comport so that we can work well with DeKalb County, because you don't want conflicts on your borders, that's for sure. And in that light, I would just make one comment about the process. Now that you will have adopted the current DeKalb County ordinance and put a moratorium in place, the process to make very specific and good changes necessarily has to involve a lot of citizens. DeKalb County in the past, when it's done it, has taken pains to make sure that the word gets out there, the citizens have input, both the business community as well as the folks who live there. But that's key to making sure that you have an ordinance that can survive the test of time. And with that, you know, I know Bob Munston here is working the exact same thing for many a year. I know that both of us are available to help you with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dallas. Okay, seeing that is the end of public comment for this meeting, we are going to adjourn, and then we will take a short break and do a little ceremony before the strike of midnight, and then conduct our 12-1 meeting. So,
we'll make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Good. We are adjourned. We will be back in 7 till 7.